Welcome back to Sports Byline USA, heard across the country and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We've been the AFN sports content provider for the last 35 or so years, so you know that we have a very soft spot. We're very fond of our military, and we're also love very much the organizations that support our military. We had Gary Sinise on a few weeks ago to talk about his foundation supporting veterans and first responders. And let's continue that conversation, because I would like to welcome into the show number one overall pick in the MLB draft in 2023 and the 2024 NL Rookie of the Year. He is the star pitcher for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Paul Skenes. And that's because he has partnered with the Gary Sinise Foundation once again this season, committing to donate $100 for every strikeout recorded. Paul's goal, along with fan support, is to reach $100,000 in donations this year. Those interested in donating can support the foundation by going to donate.garysinisefoundation.org. Paul, welcome to the show. And for you, what is it about the Gary Sinise Foundation specifically that was the right organization for you to partner with to give back?
Yeah. I mean, Gary, you can start with Gary. He's an unbelievable individual. He's accomplished so much in his career, which is the type of person that I want to, associate with on a personal level. But the mission of the organization aligns very closely with what I want to accomplish and the individuals that I want to help. And it's a great organization that helps people very efficiently with the money that is raised. So all the money that goes to the organization, you can count on it going to people that that need help. So that's pretty much it. That's why I wanted to associate with them and why I partnered with them. So it's just an unbelievable opportunity. It's a responsibility that I believe I have and that we have, to support these individuals who have done so much for us. So really, really excited to partner with them again.
And I think many people in the United States come from a military family, myself included. My grandma was a Marine. I had some uncles in the Army and the Navy. So for you, what was was there a special connection for you to why you want to give back so much to our veterans and first responders other than as a thank you?
Yeah, I mean, that's really all it is. I have, folks in my family, three uncles, who have served or are serving, and then people, further down my family tree as well, who have served. Going to the Air Force Academy for a couple of years and then leaving, it kind of felt a little bit like unfinished business. So given what the military has done for me personally, as well as what it's done for, obviously, our entire nation, and seeing kind of firsthand, like, the sacrifices that everybody in the military makes. Again, I really do feel that it's a responsibility that I have and that we have as a nation to support these individuals.
You mentioned starting your college career at the Air Force Academy. Why was that the right choice for you initially, and how important was it for you to honor that commitment? Was it a Damian Lillard thing where you'd kind of committed and then you improved a little bit as you went along and more people started coming around with offers? What was it about Air Force that stuck out to you?
Yeah, I mean, it was really the only place that I wanted to go. My final two schools that I was looking at were the Air Force Academy and the Naval Academy. And I had talked to some other schools and I had visited some other schools, but the only schools that really, kind of meant anything to me and were the opportunity that I wanted to go after were the Air Force Academy and the Naval Academy, because that's what I wanted to do when I was in high school. I wanted to, go to an academy for 4 years and have a guaranteed job, a career, fight for our country, and be around some of the greatest individuals that our nation has to offer. That was very enticing to me, and to be honest, it still is in some ways. So it was a no-brainer for me to go there. But, you know, aside from the baseball stuff.
All right, you kind of hit the ground running once you were called up. You win Rookie of the Year. You start the All-Star game for the National League. What was that transition period for you going from college to minors to the majors in the span of about, I don't know, 18 months? What was that like?
Yeah, I mean, it was such a unique opportunity. And really, really one that I kind of realized looking back on it after last season was over, because I did get to see just about every level of baseball aside from, you know, high school baseball over the span of about a year. Go from college to, you know, rookie ball to low A to double A to triple A to the big leagues, seeing, you know, pretty much every level of baseball that there is, and seeing all the different people that are in those levels. So it was, you know, more than anything, it was different. I look at people that are playing in college right now, and stuff wise or tools wise, they can play in the big league. The only difference is how the game is played. Because there are people that are hitting balls, you know, as hard or harder in college than there are in, you know, the big leagues. It's just a matter of how you're going to get pitched and, you know, how I would pitch against that guy in college versus in the big leagues and that kind of thing. So it was just kind of a learning experience the whole way through, and just having to make some adjustments to my game, basically.
We're speaking with Paul Skeens, the pitcher for the Pittsburgh Pirates 2024 NL Rookie of the Year. And again, he's partnered with the Gary Sinise Foundation, committing to donate $100 for every strikeout recorded. His goal, along with fan support, $100,000 this year. Go to donate.garysinisefoundation.org if you would like to help Paul reach that goal. Paul, I think one of the things that I love that's happened over the last handful of years in sports is the kind of mindfulness on mental health. So for you, over the last few years, College World Series, number one pick, All-Star Game start as a rookie, the demand for your time off the field through the roof. How have you handled all of it, and what do you do to kind of keep yourself centered and, you know, reset to just be Paul?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a lot. It really has. But I think that there are a lot of things that I've done in my life that have prepared me for it. You can't be ready for it, but you can kind of prepare for it, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And it did happen quickly, but I've had a lot of really, really good coaches, really good people around me, friends, family, who have helped me through it that I've been able to lean on. And then the folks that have, you know, done it before, who kind of are the faces of the game, whether it's baseball, you know, basketball, football, guys that I've met along the way that I've been able to pick their brains a little bit on, they've been very, you know, open and welcoming to me as well. So I've gotten a lot of opportunities to meet some cool people and pick their brains on it and understand how they have done it, you know, before me, which, you know, aside from, you know, being in this position and kind of having to deal with it, it's really cool to be able to meet people like that. And I never really thought that I would have the opportunity to do that in the first place.
You talk about your connections with people. You were actually elected as a player rep for the union during the off season. What does that mean to you to be essentially entrusted with that responsibility from around the league with less than a full season under your belt?
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge responsibility. It really is. And this is, it's something that I obviously, wanted to do and want to continue to do to represent the players' interests, from around the league. It's a little bit daunting, to be honest, or it was at the time, to think about representing everybody in the league, all types of players, all classes of players, and kind of help them accomplish what they want to accomplish, as well as, you know, because you think about getting in a position like that, and I think many people would think that it's you know, I'm in that position to serve my own interests. It's not, you know, if that were the case, I wouldn't have gotten elected. So We have seven other individuals on the subcommittee that are really good, that have been in the game for a while, who I can lean on. At the end of the day, it's about leaving the game at a better place than when we found it. So it's a really unique opportunity that I'm looking forward to over these next few years.
You know, Paul, I think of some of the stadiums in Major League Baseball. Pittsburgh, one of the few that can rival Oracle. I'm here in San Francisco, one of the few that can rival it. Have yet to have a deep playoff run in a while. The park is stunning. The fans are devoted. Tell me a little bit about how much you're enjoying being part of the future of the organization, the city, and just the culture of Pittsburgh and their fandom.
Yeah, it's great. I got the chance to go to a Steelers game this offseason. I'm actually going to my first Penguins game tomorrow, so very excited about that. So I'll get the full Pittsburgh experience, you know, by the end of tomorrow. So the fans are great. They want to win. I do believe that we owe them winning. We owe them a winning team, just because they've been starved of it a little bit, and you can feel it in the park. So we're working to accomplish that. That's been the goal since I got drafted, for me individually, and those are the conversations and the goals that we have within the locker room too. To bring a championship and you know, a winning team back to Pittsburgh.
Paul, we got a little bit over a minute left. I've got to ask you about the debut patch card. How difficult was it for you to see that card, to sign that card, and then hand it back to Topps? And also, does it blow your mind that it sold for $1 million at auction?
Yeah, I mean, it does, but I'm not a collector. I'm not interested in any of that kind of thing. So the way I see it is that a piece of paper sold for $1 million at auction. So I'm kind of indifferent to it, to be honest. So I didn't know at the time. I'd seen the debut patch and all that, but it didn't really register to me that I was wearing one on my debut. Mm-hmm. So when the time came to actually sign the patch, it was like, oh yeah, I did do that. It's pretty cool. It's very humbling to see that. Would I have spent $1 million on it? Probably not. It's a pretty humbling thing to see that, and you know, to see the support and demand for that. So just got to keep it going.
All right, and one last question for you: a strikeout for a pitcher is going to be satisfying in almost any situation, but for you, donating $100 for every strikeout that you do record for the Gary Sinise Foundation, is every strikeout that you have now just a little bit more satisfying, knowing I got the guy out? Oh yeah, and I'm donating money to an amazing cause.
Yeah, I mean, there's never going to be enough strikeouts, right?
Right.
Always got to go for more. It's cool, and that's that. You know, it's not something I'm consciously thinking about while I'm out on the mound, but that's obviously that's a goal. It's nice to know that with every strikeout, and then there are some people matching it too. So it's cool to know that every strikeout that I have, there's going to be a good, you know, amount of support that's going to these veterans and first responders, not just from me, but from a number of other people. So it's cool, and just got to keep it going.
That is the voice of the star pitcher for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Paul Skeens. Once again, he's partnered with the Gary Sinise Foundation to donate $100 for every strikeout recorded. His goal, along with fan support, is to reach $100,000 in donations this year. So if you're interested in helping Paul reach that goal, head to donate.garysinisefoundation.org. Paul, thanks so much for taking some time and joining us today. Really appreciate you joining us and for what you're doing, giving back to the veterans and first responders with the Gary Sinise Foundation. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. That is the voice of Paul Skeens, number one overall pick in 2023 and the 2024 Rookie of the Year. I'm Dominic Jimenez. This is Sports Byline USA Broadcasting Network. More sports talk on the other side.